Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson, and welcome to Cellar Notes. You know, there's an emerging grape. I guess I probably shouldn't even say emerging anymore because it's become fairly ubiquitous. But, you know, you and I both remember when nobody was talking about Viognier.
Yeah.
And now, I mean, it's in a lot of places. It was one of the first heralds of the ABC, anything but Chardonnay white wine movement. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, now it's being grown everywhere, even here in Maryland.
That's so true, and it's doing really well. I went out and got some Viogniers, and they're from all over the place. Let's talk about three of them that I really liked. First is from Klein, North Coast Viognier from 2018.
We know they've been doing this for a long time.
We know what to expect from Klein.
Yeah, it's always been good, and it's always been a good value.
This is a good Viognier for everyday drinking. It captures the classic interplay between fruit and earthiness that marks good California Viognier, which tend to be a little full, medium to full body.
They
can be pretty big. The aromas are a little exotic. It's kind of a laundry list of juicy fruit smells like peach, nectarine, mango, papaya, pineapple. And the wine is soft and round without any oak presence whatsoever. Now, while the acidity is a little soft, there is enough for good structure, and the fruit flavors are just, you know, wonderful, tropical, pretty much the same as the nose, with a good dash of earthiness and minerality. Very respectable all-purpose white, $12.
Okay, that's a deal.
That's a good deal, but I can top it.
But wait, there's more.
There's more. Listen to this. Delas, which is a very, very well-known, venerable Northern Rhone producer with properties in all the right places.
Yeah, they're a great house.
They've made an entry-level Viognier that I thought was just really, really good from 2017. If the Klein Viognier is very obvious in character, this French version is just the opposite. It's very subtle. Now, it has many of the same flavors and aromas, but it's all very understated. And I love the refinement of this wine. It is really quite polished, and it's dressed up for dinner, Hugh.
Yeah, that's great. I wouldn't expect actually nothing less from Delas.
Oh, yeah. Well, because of this, it's a very light and delicate wine, I'll put it that way. But you get the flavors there. They're all there. It's just wonderful. And for something subtle like Dover sole or poached scallops or lobster salad, this would pair very, very well. Now, here's the good news. A wine of this caliber is selling for $12. I kid you not, folks.
That's awesome.
This is amazing. Now, we said that Viognier is being grown here in the Mid-Atlantic, and that's certainly true in Maryland. And one of our best wineries, Black Ankle, has been working with it. Out there in Frederick County, this is their Viognier from 2017. It's a barrel-fermented Viognier, so
they're going to get some wood.
You're going to get a little bit of wood in there. It's rich and smooth and very well made. There's delicate aromas of pineapple, honeysuckle, and spring blossoms. The wine is very soft with an almost, what I would call, syrupy central core running through it. So
really?
You penetrate, and there all of a sudden there's this rich, syrupy core that's just wonderful. And it smacks of really good winemaking. This is a medium body but delicately structured wine. Problem, it's $40.
Okay.
You know, so it is expensive. But if you're keeping track of Maryland wines, this is one you really, really should try. All three of these are really nice. We're going to put them on the website. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.